Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Have you ever reached a point in life where something was just too old or damaged or broken to repair? I'm not speaking of just old things, but I'm also speaking of old relationships. When is it time to say enough is enough? The Bible gives us some God-inspired directions on when to stop fixing up old things. The verses from the Bible that I will read for you today are found in Luke chapter 5, verse 36 through 38. If you have a Bible nearby, please turn with me to Luke chapter 5 and verse 36. Then he, meaning Jesus, spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match. Luke 5 and 37 says, no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Many people have great difficulty with change and transformation. We tend to find a comfort level and cling to that place even when it's apparent to everyone, maybe perhaps except you, that that place or connection or that relationship is no longer working for you. Sometimes it may not only be not working for you, but it may even be obstructing or hindering your growth. Matthew, Mark, and Luke writes to us about this passage and tells us that Jesus was dealing with two groups of very religious people at this point in time. The first group were the disciples of John the Baptist, and the second group, they were the scribes and the Pharisees. For both of these groups were somewhat unfriendly, and some of them were greatly antagonistic towards Jesus. But they asked Jesus two probing questions. In Luke 5:30, the religious Pharisees complained to Jesus and asked him, why are you and your disciples eating with tax collectors and sinners? The tax collectors in the very first century were called publicans, and they were seen by the population as agents of Rome, sent to suppress the citizens, and most of them were very corrupt because they collected some money for Rome and some money they put into their own pockets. And the religious leaders of Jesus' day wanted to know, if you, Jesus, if you're indeed a holy man sent from God, why would you eat with people who are obviously sinners? Then Jesus answered them and said, those who are whole or well have no need of a physician, but only those who are sick, Luke 5:31. Then Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous or the perfect or people who have never made a mistake, but I have come to call sinners to repentance. They were deeply troubled that Jesus was sharing a meal with men and women that were somehow different from them. Jesus was not like other religious leaders of his day. He was not afraid to have sinners around him. He was not afraid to touch men and women that no one else would dare touch. In fact, it was contrary to religious doctrines and customs for anyone to touch an unclean person. But Jesus did that very thing. And I fear that some of us are like that today. We feel somehow that we're too righteous to touch sinners or to touch the ungodly. What Jesus was saying to them was, if you're not spiritually sick, you don't need me. And I don't know about you, but I wake up every morning with a spiritual temperature.